listener production.
From The Monthly and Listener, it's The Politics, written by Martin Mackenzie Murray and read by me, Amanda Kopp. Today, who shall fight them on the breaches? Just over 2 years ago, the then Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, called a morning press conference to discuss, tantalisingly, a matter of national security. There was much anticipation and excited guesswork. I'm here today to advise you that, based on advice provided to me by our cyber experts, Australian organisations are currently being targeted by a sophisticated state-based cyber actor, said the Prime Minister. It seemed anticlimactic. There was no single and dramatic breach that had prompted Morrison's conference, but rather a long campaign of low-end intrusions and surveillance. This was no secret to anyone involved in cybersecurity, but then nor was it a message really intended for Australians. He was letting China know that he was watching. The problem? The Australian government's own cybersecurity was appallingly lax. We know this because of 7 consecutive years of damning reports from the Australian National Audit Office, otherwise known as the ANAO, which was charged with inspecting the compliance of government agencies, with the top 4 mitigation strategies that became mandatory in 2013. In the first 6 years of reporting, it found that 40% of Commonwealth entities were failing to implement the most basic cyber safeguards. In last year's report, it found that none of the 7 agencies it inspected had fully implemented the top 4 strategies, including the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. All this after a Defence Department review from 2019 expressed concern about our country's preparedness for a cyber attack. Worse, there were few, if any, instruments for accountability. For a start, upholding the government's protective security policy framework was based on self-assessment, and you probably won't be surprised to learn that the ANAO found departments were frequently overestimating their compliance. Nor was there a Minister for Cybersecurity, despite the 2016 cybersecurity strategy recommending one. The problem, Labor felt, was that responsibility for government's own security was worryingly diffuse. That is, if cybersecurity is theoretically everybody's responsibility, then effectively it becomes nobody's. And so the 7 years of damning reports from the ANAO resulted in nothing, really. As China and others performed its mischief and reconnaissance within our systems, nothing really changed within government. While the ANAO itself, the body that also uncovered the sports rorts, suffered successive budget cuts. We now, of course, have a new government, as we have a dedicated cybersecurity minister in Claire O'Neill. You've probably seen a bit of her lately. After Optus was scandalously breached and the personal details of almost 10 million customers plundered, you might also have seen O'Neill's refreshingly blunt rejection of Optus's spin. When it was put to her by 7:30's Laura Tingle that the new cybersecurity minister didn't seem to be buying the line from Optus, that it was a sophisticated attack, O'Neill responded, "Well, it wasn't, so no." Optus has since said that O'Neill wasn't properly across the details, but the increasing likelihood is that she was, and that Optus is desperately covering its own arse now. From what we've seen, this wasn't an elaborate jewel heist. This was the store owner leaving the front door open. The government is taking this very seriously. It has engaged multiple law enforcement and intelligence agencies domestically and overseas, and it is demanding that Optus compensate customers whose passports and driver's licenses are now compromised. All of this is commendable, and it's a useful reminder to corporate Australia that its hungry harvesting of personal data comes with enormous responsibilities, and that a failure to adequately protect that data will be punished. As an Optus insider told ABC, quote, "People pretend data is gold. It isn't. It's uranium. Super useful if used correctly, and incredibly dangerous to just have laying about," they said. But let us return to the beginning. The government's own security has been woefully neglected for a decade. It will be O'Neill's job to ensure that those ANAO reports finally start to improve meaningfully, because the next scandalous breach could well be from government. Elsewhere in politics, we'll start with our good opinion. Looking to the economic dysfunction in the UK, Guardian columnist Greg Jericho argues that Australia's stage three tax cuts were always the worst policy, but now they are being done at the worst time. And our bad opinion today from Andrew Bolt, following allegations by an Aboriginal elder that she was verbally abused by Greens Senator Lydia Thorpe. Andrew Bolt, in his rush to condemn the Greens, decides to call an Aboriginal woman a barbarian. The number today is 16, which is the estimated length in kilometres of the traffic jam at the Russia-Georgia border after Vladimir Putin began conscripting men to his failing war. The policy today is from Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, who has announced a 10-year energy and jobs plan for Queensland, the country's most coal-dependent state, including a 70% renewable energy target for 2032 and an 80% target for 2035. And in today's episode of 7am, the Optus hack, how 10 million people got pwned. Millions of Australians will need new driver's licenses and passports after Optus's lax data management exposed the details of around 10 million Australians to a hacker. So why did Optus hold so much data on millions of Australians? Why wasn't it held more safely? And what do we need to learn from this? Today, Toby Murray on how millions of Australians are now exposed. Listen to 7am on the Listener app now. And that is The Politics for September 29. Subscribe to The Politics on the Listener app to hear new episodes as soon as they drop. And head to themonthly.com.au to subscribe to The Politics newsletter, delivered straight to your inbox every weekday afternoon. The Politics podcast will be back again tomorrow. Talk to you then.